if you stop along the interstate, I-10 or whatever, you stop, what would you call the place where you stop? If it just had picnic tables and garbage cans and stuff like that, and that's all it had, what would you call the place?
Rest area.
Okay. What if they had, a restroom and old water fountains and more stuff? What would you call it then? Same thing or something else?
I'll say rest area and what would I call it? I'd just say rest area.
Okay. What if it was a restaurant? A place to eat and filling station? Then what would you call it?
I'll call it
same thing or
snack bar.
Okay. What do you call that thing that's painted on the road to help you stay in your own lane?
What do you call it? Yes. The round ones or the stripes?
The painted thing.
Strip. The side road strip.
Okay. What do you call the round things?
I call them dots.
What?
Dots. I call them dots.
How you spell it?
D-O-T-R, dots, I guess. Dots.
Okay.
Dots. Deal, something like that. I don't know.
So are these things arranged in a line?
Just yeah, in a line. I don't know what y'all call them, but that's what I call them.
I don't guess I ever call them anything.
I don't really call them that either, but I just give them a name. That's what everybody else, they don't really use it. They don't never ask me what you call them. They look like dots to me because they're round. And in a street, they look like dots.
Okay.
Some call them dots, some call them dots.
Okay, I get it. I guess I never talked about them much at all. Let's see. What would you call the thing that goes down the middle of the road that's usually you got it on a bigger highway. It's got a concrete thing that goes up, and then sometimes there's a steel fence on top of that, that little fence, steel railing. What would you call something like that?
What would I call something? I wouldn't call it nothing. I don't know a name for it.
Okay.
Unless it's, no. I don't have a name for that.
Okay, if you were on Highway 10 or something like that, what do you call that place where you get on? It comes in at an angle?
The intersection?
Well, no, I think of an intersection to me as something so square, But, you might call it an intersection. Anyway, the roads go along like this, and these things come in at an angle, and you don't have to stop necessarily to get on. Maybe you might. I just want to make sure we're talking about the same thing.
Oh, you're trying to say that when another road meets with each other, you don't have to stop?
Well, how Highway 10 will be going along like this, and on each side of it, there's another little road.
Uh-huh.
Like this, it's one way, usually.
One way.
Yeah. And then you get up on Highway 10 just by going up this thing. There's a yield sign, but there's no stop sign or anything like that. And you can just kind of, if there's nobody coming, you don't have to stop or anything. You're just going up.
I just say drive on and be kept.
Okay. All right, do you have a name for the place where you get off of an interstate?
The name of a place?
Yeah, just any of those places, It's kind of like the place where you get on, except that I think the oncoming traffic has to yield to you.
Oh, yeah. So I'm trying to track the yields to you like you're getting off. And when you're getting off, the Highway Expressway or the Broadway, you got to give them the right of way to let them know that you're getting off.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Okay, what all,